listener production.
Aussie stocks bounce back from one of their largest daily declines of the year.
And find out the most important things to watch over the course of this week.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Monday the 29th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. A relatively happy Monday for our market after what was a pretty nasty end to the week on Friday.
It certainly is a happy day this Monday. Happy Monday to you, Stevie, and to all of our listeners. At the moment, we are at around the best levels of the day. We're up by around 65 points or almost 0.9%. Now, that's a really good recovery from those nasty falls that we saw on Friday.
Yeah, where we actually dropped 1.4%. It was the third biggest decline of the year so far. So one of the things that has helped us today is the US market giving is something quite positive to work with. We actually had gains of up to 2% led by a few of the tech stocks over there, but it also was the best week of the year over in the United States, you know, up close to 3% after three very difficult weeks over there where they had a decline of about 5.5%. One of the catalysts, I mentioned tech stocks, it was really Alphabet, Google's parent company, surged 10% in a day, hit a record high, and that was thanks to not only some bigger profits, but also its first ever dividend. And the fact it's the fourth largest stock on the US market played a pretty big part. And secondly, just quickly wrapping it up again for those who didn't listen to the morning podcast, there was an update on inflation in the US Friday night as well. And while inflation's still lifting, it was largely as expected. So I think that was one reason why markets weren't too rattled, despite inflation not really heading in the right direction just yet.
And not to forget Microsoft, who also posted a strong profit update as well. They are actually the largest stock in the US market, worth over $3 trillion. Just Microsoft alone is bigger than the whole Aussie market put together. So when they come out with a pretty good update, it's a pretty good day for the overall market. So what this means is we snapped a two-day losing streak. That's pretty good news. And on top of all this, even though we've seen some falls, we're down over the course of this month, we are still just over 3% away from the record high that we did hit right at the beginning of April. So while it does seem like quite a lot of bad news recently with our markets falling on the back of those concerns for higher for longer interest rates, we still aren't too far away from those record highs.
I think that's a very good reminder because it has been a difficult month overall. But across the different sectors today, I mean, just one sector is currently in negative territory. That's the energy sector, which is down by around a fifth of a percent, but the 10 other sectors are all in positive territory.
Yeah, for most of the session, we actually saw all of the 11 sectors in positive territory. Energy has only snuck into the negative territory right leading up to the close. They're only down just a smidgen, though, by about a tenth of 1%. So we are seeing the likes of Woodside and Santos down. But one of the smaller energy stocks, Strike Energy, is floating around being the top performer at the moment, up by around 10%, but still not enough to lift the overall sector. Across the other sectors, as you mentioned, all others are lifting. We've got the tech sector up 1.5%, telecom up around 1.5% as well. The best performer, though, is property trust. So those real estate stocks up 1.7%.
We're looking at some mining stocks. BHP today, the largest miner on our market, it's down about 0.5%. It's had a rough couple of days or few days on the share market locally, but basically it's making headlines because Anglo American is a company that it basically made a $60 billion takeover offer on Thursday or Friday last week. This was basically turned down by Anglo American. This is a UK listed company, of course. And it said the proposal is significantly undervalues the company, that the deal would be highly unattractive to its shareholders. So it's going to be one to watch. BHP could make a revised offer potentially. Mind you, it already was essentially the largest offer in Aussie corporate history as far as back as I can remember. And this takeover deal is another bet on copper, essentially, something that it's been investing in quite heavily in recent years. So the interesting thing to watch from here in coming days is that Anglo is holding an annual general meeting in London Tuesday night, and it could be challenged by its shareholders over in the UK because its profits have fallen heavily recently by about a third. Its share price has done poorly for the last couple of years. So it will be interesting to see what type of commentary comes out of the AGM.
And there's already talk that BHP might be potentially giving a sweetened offer for Anglo American. So that'll be interesting, since investors were already quite upset with the $60 billion that they had already proposed. Sticking with mining stocks, lithium miner Liontown has also been on the top 10 performers list today. Firstly, we've generally seen lithium stocks doing well. Lake up by around 7%, Pilbara up by 4%, Piedmont Lithium higher by around 3%, just to name a few. But remember, they are also coming off multi-year lows after lithium prices have been under quite a bit of pressure for some time now. But another reason why Liontown has been doing well today is after releasing its quarterly update. So they aren't actually mining or producing lithium at this stage. So all the focus is on their progress to get their operations up and running. And the good news is that their key lithium project is more than 85% complete. It's on budget and it's scheduled for first production in mid-2024. So Liontown shares benefiting from that news today, the fourth best performer as we speak, up almost 7%.
The third worst performer on the market today is Megaport. This is an Aussie tech company worth around $2 billion. It helps businesses connect to different cloud infrastructure. Handed down a quarterly update, and there were actually positives at face value, at least. It included an upgrade to its profit goals for the year, 30% lift in revenues in the past 3 months. It pretty much doubled its profits as well. Now, the explanation perhaps why the shares have taken a fall is that many analysts were expecting more from the company. And that's, I think, a reminder for investors that share prices often react less to improved profits and a better outlook and more to what experts were expecting from the group. And secondly, is how strongly Megaport shares have done recently. They're up 50% this year. The broader market's up 0.7%. And the tech sector, which has done better than most, is up not even half as much. So Megaport's coming off a pretty good rally.
Uranium miner Boss Energy is performing second best. Now, just for some context, this company hit an all-time high right at the beginning of February, and it was added to the top 200 stocks on the Aussie market late last year. Earlier this month, Boss announced that it produced its first drum of uranium at its project based in South Australia. And today, it released a strong quarterly report, which was actually the first report since commencing production. So overall, it was well received. And the fact that there's optimism for uranium prices going forward, that's just a bonus for Boss and other uranium miners who could benefit from that. So Boss shares up in the order of around 9% as we speak.
And money manager Perpetual was in a trading halt earlier this morning, which means you couldn't buy or sell shares in the company for a while. It's up 3% now when it came back online. And this is after confirming some media speculation in the Financial Review that it is indeed in talks to sell its wealth and trust business to a private equity firm. And Perpetual basically has been underperforming many other investment managers on the market recently. So shares up today.
I just want to mention one more company quickly, TPG Telecom. Their shares have been climbing today after announcing they signed a $1.2 billion network sharing deal with Optus. So this agreement means that TPG's 4G and 5G mobile network will now reach 98.4% of the Australian population, and it more than doubles its national coverage. So the TPG CEO described this as a major breakthrough. And this type of network sharing means the company doesn't have to invest money to build its own infrastructure. It cuts down on operating costs as well, which is good news for its customers and shareholders because they don't have as many costs to pass on, essentially. So good news for TPG today.
Let's look forward to the rest of the week, or maybe we should start with tonight. First up, there are just a handful of companies out with their profit results, including Domino's Pizza and Paramount Global, but nothing that's probably really going to be significantly market moving.
Tomorrow, investors will be watching the March update on consumer spending here locally, plus some quarterly updates from Coles, Origin Energy, Ampol, and a handful of others. But the key events to look out for this week will be the interest rate meeting over in the US. That'll be Thursday morning, Sydney time. Now, we are expected to see them leave rates on hold, but what will be more important is their commentary around what's going to happen with interest rates going forward. And are rate cuts back on the table now that we've seen inflation data remaining hot for a number of months in a row?
Locally as well, we get some bank profit results later in the week, NAB on Thursday and Macquarie on Friday.
We'll also have US earnings continuing. The two big ones will be Tuesday night, Amazon, and then Thursday night, Apple.
Well, I think that wraps it up. Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.